Good morning. I hope you're having a fine Sunday morning. Welcome back to another edition of Miami Valley Voices on this Cox radio station. As usual, from the Dayton Daily News, I'm your host, Ron Rollins. And we are in the studio today to talk about what I think is one of the really coolest events, neatest, smartest events that happens in the Miami Valley, TEDx Dayton, which is coming October 16th to the Victoria Theater, the third one of those events that we've had in the community. And I have two of the organizers in the studio, very good friends who are putting the event on, and they're going to talk about it. We have Diane Farrell. How you doing, Diane?
Ron, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
And you've been here talking about plenty of other events in the past. You work at the Dayton Metro Library, and you've talked with us on the show previously.
I do. Always happy to talk to you about Dayton Metro Library.
The renovation, construction, and stuff like that.
We're well in progress.
Yes,
good things are happening.
So we'll probably have you back again later. And we also have Rachel Graves. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
And now Rachel is the co-chair, along with yours truly. I have to recuse myself. I am one of the people that helps organize the event. Rachel and I co-chair the speakers committee for TEDx Dayton. For the second year in a row, and it's all about speakers. I'm glad you guys are here. So if somebody has been under a rock and does not know what TEDx Dayton is or what TED is in general, give them kind of the sense of what the event's all about, what it's like.
Well, I would just say, if you're not familiar with TED, the first thing you should do is go to TED.com and poke around on the website and just get a sense of the variety and complexity of topics that are available. And TED is based on technology, entertainment, and design, ideas worth spreading. Mm-hmm. And they're individuals, a lot of people like you and me and Rachel, and a lot of people who are a lot smarter than the three of us, mm-hmm. who share really interesting concepts. Sometimes they're obvious concepts that sit before you, but almost always are sharing personal accounts of their interpretation of those things. And again, it's based on ideas worth spreading.
Well, very eclectic.
Very eclectic, yeah. Exactly.
Everything from personal journeys to explanations of inventions.
And how the brain works.
How the brain works, or education policy, or whatever.
Yeah. Exactly. So, right. And most of the talks are short format. I think some of the longer talks are around 20, 22 minutes, but most talks fall in under 15 minutes. So it's just a great, quick, easy way to get a taste of some topic.
And there's a definite format, like there are rehearsed, memorized talks on a stage, you know, right? And how's our event? What's TEDx Dayton like?
TEDx, the X stands for independently organized. And the one that we have created is community organized. And a lot of community leaders back in 2012, 2013?
Yeah.
Was it 2012?
2013.
Oh, yeah. 13. That was when we first came out with our first TEDx Dayton.
And we should sort of give credit to the guardian angels that brought us here. Larry and Marilyn Klaven.
Absolutely.
Larry owns Morris Furniture, Home Furnishings.
Yes. Yeah.
Their son was attending University of Michigan, right?
Yeah. He was,
and
yes.
He was involved with the event that they did out there.
Yeah, and the three
TEDx
of us.
Event. Actually, we sure did. Yeah, so TEDx U of M was that event.
And that's actually where I met both of you.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the Klavens kind of thought, like, having gone to their son's event for several years, thought we should have it in Dayton, and they came back and organized a committee, and we ended up on it. So
yeah, I was actually at that first meeting that Larry and Marilyn hosted, and that was in January of 2013, and they just kind of cast a wide net and brought a bunch of people together and said, hey, are you familiar with TED? Have you ever seen anything like this? And basically, would you be interested in coming together to put on a TEDx Dayton event? And unanimously around the room, everybody said, heck yeah, let's do it. And so then I can remember Larry assembled the team and said, can we possibly pull one of these off before the end of the year? And in fact, we did.
Yeah,
we
absolutely
pulled one off in 2013.
And now we're on number three.
Number three.
Right. That's right. So what brings you guys back? It's a lot of work. Talk about what goes into the event.
Yeah. You know, at the beginning of every year, I'm always like, God, this is so much work. I don't know why I'm doing this again. But then it's always that moment when you meet the speakers, or, you know, and you see the spark in their eyes and you're like, wow, they really have something awesome to share. And that energy is what brings me back.
Yeah.
I think that, and I feel like it is a real gift for our community. I mean, we have a community that's blessed to have such amazing events that happen year round, but there's truly nothing like this event. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of my friends who are professionals in town now literally use this day as their personal professional development day. Mm-hmm. They feel so inspired by the other people in this community that they get to learn about in a new way that they're able to apply to what they learn to their own lives, professional and personal. So.
And the and it's a day-long event.
A day-long event, right. We start at 8:30 or 9 in the morning and go hard all day long, till about 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's at the Victoria Theater. And we should say we are
sold out.
That's right. Actually, this program is taped. But so Friday, when we were having this conversation, we were sold out as of Friday, which is really cool.
Yeah.
That's like neat.
It is.
So it's sold out, which means what are those people going to see that day at the Victoria Theater?
Well, how many speakers do we have this year, Rachel?
We have 17 speakers.
Wow. 17 yeah. speakers. And how many different artists, performers? Five, six?
Yeah, I think so. Ranging from the Zoot Theater Company, right? Who do their magnificent, large-scale, human-sized puppetry.
Yeah,
to and we should say, too, that everybody at our event, this is not true at every TEDx event, I don't think, but everybody at TEDx Dayton has a Dayton connection. Either
that's
works
correct.
Here, has mm-hmm. lived here, has some connection, possibly their education or
exactly.
their employment
right.
to our area.
They, right, their company is here, or they, for the most part, everybody has a very strong tie to the
Dayton. The majority
area.
Of the speakers live here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think another thing that's interesting to point out about our event is that everybody who speaks and performs is a volunteer. Nobody mm-hmm. gets paid.
That's a TEDx
for this.
Rule. No.
That is a TEDx rule. And mm-hmm. it's really interesting because these speakers and performers give a lot of themselves.
Yes, they do.
They go through a lot through the speaker coaching mm-hmm. sessions and rehearsals. And
we should talk about that a little bit. That's part of the effort. So, Rachel, talk about what do we put them through?
I feel like year after year we put them through more hell.
Yeah, basically, yeah. It's too late.
So,
yeah.
We start them off for this year. We started them rehearsing in August, mm-hmm. But I know that lots of them started rehearsing by themselves way, way earlier than that. And then, so what we do is we meet. We have a bunch of committee members come together, and we have them. You know, sometimes they have things written down on notes. Sometimes they just have it all scripted out, or some of them have it memorized already, mm-hmm. and they rehearse and they get feedback, a ton of feedback, mm-hmm. and we do this maybe two to some of them four or five times.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So where they're getting, you know, basically doing some draft of their talk on a stage,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting fairly instant feedback from the three of us, but also from other members of the speakers committee.
Mm-hmm.
We have two speakers coaches from Miami mm-hmm. University that are really good at giving that kind of like style point feedback, mm-hmm. how they're standing, are they going too fast, are they going too slow, where should they pause, and then actual content as well. Has there been a talk that we have not made some fairly drastic retooling to in the last 3 years? I'm almost at a loss to think of anybody that would.
As a matter of fact, it's one of the things I admire the speakers the most for, mm-hmm. Is that many of them are sharing such personal stories of their own life and their own journey and their own revelations, and they're so proud of that story. And then they step up to a rehearsal and they finish their speech, and you can just tell they're so relieved and so proud. And then we go,
Not really.
No, you need to cut the whole first 4 minutes of that. And but they're so open to the input.
Yeah. They have to be so humble to you know, really incorporate everything we tell them.
Absolutely, right? Yeah.
And to decipher what we tell them, because quite honestly, we have differing opinions about what works and what doesn't work. But I also think that's what's nice, because we're sitting there with different perspectives on how we view the talk as well. So.
And yet it keeps working. Yeah. I mean, somehow each time, I mean, they're not all talks are created equal. I mean, some are better than others, mm-hmm. of course, but that's true of everything. And over the course of the day, I think on the whole, people feel like they've really gotten from talking to people who've been in the audience, they feel like they've really gotten a very generous mm-hmm. Dump of information and ideas and good thinking that they wouldn't get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's really demonstrated when you look at the variety of topics that mm-hmm. speakers will be talking about every year, but in particular this year. I mean, we're going from something as intense as talking about artificial intelligence and mm-hmm. how artificial intelligence is being deployed for good causes around the world right mm-hmm. now, mm-hmm. To people sharing their personal journeys of overcoming suicidal tendencies and taking charge of their life and getting their life back on track and achieving things they never thought was possible. So, and it's everything in between and around the surface of that too. So there really is an immense amount of rich content and variety that's shared that day.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And we're here with Diane Farrell and Rachel Graves talking about the TEDx Dayton event on October 16th at the Victoria Theater. And these two friends in the studio are organizers for the event. So we started to talk about some of the artists. We mentioned Zoot Theater Company, but also we have dancers from Dayton Contemporary Dance Company too, as well.
Yes,
DCDC
correct.
2 will be there.
Yes.
We've always had a dance element, I think, either breakdancing or ballet or...
Yeah.
Or something to mix
last
up.
Last year it was breakdancing.
And the first year it was modern dancers from Stivers, who were beautiful.
They were amazing. Oh. Yeah.
I teared up. I actually did. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't usually tear up at modern dance, but I don't remember. There was something about that piece that I recall just affected me very strongly. We have musicians as well. We always start the day off with music.
Music, right, to get everybody pumped up. This year we have Magna and the Majority. They're a great young band
Very
in
cool,
town.
Very cool, smooth jazz kind of combo.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like a cocktail lounge kind of combo. Yeah,
but they're going to amp it up a little bit for us a little more this year.
That's a little cocktail music in the morning as people are arriving. And then, let's see, and then we have a poet, a guy named Ed Mabry.
Yes.
Who is kind of an urban slam poet who lives in Charlotte now, but he grew up in Dayton.
Right.
He's like a professional poet. He goes from slam to slam around the country. That's how he makes his living. And we recently met him at another poetry event in Dayton and invited him, and he's going to knock people's socks off.
Yeah, I'm really stoked for the Dayton audiences to meet him. And then don't forget, we have Leonard Moses.
Oh, that's
right. I'm really excited to hear Leonard and his steel drums.
That's right.
Remind
us who he is, Rachel. Yeah.
So Dr. Moses, he is from Central State, and he is a professor, I believe.
He's the head of the music department.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
And he wants to talk about how learning how to compose our own music can change our perspective on so many things in life.
I think people will listen to music differently after they hear him.
I agree.
Yeah. And that actually kind of the person that talked about the event on this show last year was Sean Creighton, who's one of our steering committee chairs.
Yes.
And you guys have heard me say this again to speakers, but for the audience, Sean gave me my working definition of the perfect TED Talk, which is something that you kind of already knew about a little bit. Mm-hmm. You were generally familiar with it, but the talk makes you see it from around here, like about 160 degrees away.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, oh, I never heard of that. It's like, oh, I never thought of that, which is different.
I never thought of it that way.
Mm-hmm. And I think Dr. Moses' talk is a good, when we were meeting with him, he was like, I want people to hear music differently after they hear my talk, which is kind of cool. Yeah. I like music.
I think that will be very nice, and it'll play off of something that Sean Yu had us all think about last year with his talk on our driveway moment.
Yeah, what you need to know to learn to love classical music,
right.
Which is nothing.
Which is absolutely nothing. Just listen and learn to feel it, and you'll understand where the artist was going with it. So.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Let me remind people what they're listening to. If you're just tuning in, good morning. This is Miami Valley Voices on this Cox radio station. I'm your host, Ron Rollins. From the Dayton Daily News, and we're in the studio with Diane Farrell and Rachel Graves, who are two of very close friends and organizers of the co-organizers of the TEDx Dayton event coming October 16th to the Victoria Theater. It is sold out, and we are happy
yes,
about that.
Yes, we are.
So, but still, we should mention too, it is sold out. But all the talks will be available on the TEDx Dayton website. A few weeks after the event.
Yeah, it usually is closer to the holidays before they're released.
Yeah, and those are professionally produced by a company that we bring in to do it. And you can see last year's and the years before talks online now. You'd mentioned Sean Yu a second ago. Mm-hmm. He's the executive director of Discover Classical downtown, our local classical music station. And his talk is one of 15 or 16, I think, on the site from last year.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and,
one of my favorites.
Yeah,
I think so, too. And actually... Back to how we get these speakers together. I know Sean really well, but you had the idea to bring him in. I work with him on a lot of stuff, and it never occurred to me to ask him to do a TED Talk, but you raised the idea of
I actually met him in 2013 because he had actually recommended one of our past speakers, Stefan.
I did not know how you knew him. Okay.
And
the piano player who played young classical pianist who played for us the first year.
He was amazing.
He was fabulous. I wonder what he's up to.
I think
to
he
now.
Was an IU student, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right. He'd still be in school.
Man, he
that's
was
how so that's how you met Sean.
Right, okay. Right. And so then
and then you came to us last year and you were like, I think we really need to get Sean you to do a talk. And I'm like, why didn't I think of that? I know Sean. He'd be great. And he was fabulous.
I think it's interesting too how the speakers do find their way to us sometimes and then how we find our way to them at different times. So I think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
The open mics that are held and how anybody really has the opportunity to be considered for a TED talk.
Right. Yeah, talk so about the auditions.
Usually every May. It's in the mid-May we have these auditions and first candidates would apply and we go through all the applications and kind of sift through which ones we would what topics we want on stage because we have all of this in mind before we even receive them and then they audition and in the past few years we've done it at the Black Box Theater and then a lot of our I'd say probably half of our speakers last year and this year are from those auditions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And we kind of had some sessions. This was one of your really good ideas this year too, that in year three, you proposed that we should have some idea focusing sessions where we kind of brought in some folks from the community, some business people, some leaders of some nonprofits, some small sessions, some artists. Mm-hmm. I think Bing Davis, the artist, a famous local artist was in one of them. And we kind of asked them to help us think through what people were talking about
locally
and what ideas
around Dayton.
Yeah. What should we be looking for in our speakers? Yeah. And those were really interesting sessions.
Yeah.
They were just kind of like sort of wild brain. They were very focused brainstorming sessions that helped us figure out what we thought we might be looking for when people applied. Mm-hmm. And I think it really helped us out. And because a lot of the, not every topic, but a number of the topics that came up in those sessions ended up resonating with us when we were hearing the audition.
Mm-hmm. For example, I know that one of the topics is water that came out of it.
I was just going to say Sarah Steele, Sarah Hippensteel Hall from Miami Conservancy District, who actually was on this show about 6 weeks ago.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, talking about it's the 100th anniversary of the Conservancy District. Uh-huh. And she was here with one of her engineers talking about the flood control plans and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And she's going to talk about water issues and how to make water personal.
Mm-hmm. Another one was entrepreneurs. We wanted a topic on entrepreneurship.
That's right.
Yep.
We got Dave Gasper.
Dave Gasper, right. We'll be doing that. So very well-known local entrepreneur.
Local entrepreneur, yeah. Mm-hmm. And all-around good guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dave is one of those people that kind of finds a cause he likes and really pushes it and goes with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who else do we have coming up this year? Other names people? There's actually a lot of names people might know on the list.
Yeah, another topic that came out of those sessions was the LGBT, mm-hmm. right? And so this year we have Joshua Stuckey. I mean, he's talking about Ruby Girls, which is going to be a fantastic talk, I think.
That's right.
Yeah. Very high energy.
Yeah.
Josh is high energy.
Josh is very high energy. Yeah.
And when we talked with him, we were kind of talking. He was initially kind of like, what do you want me to talk about? And we sort of presented to him that, well, you've been a gay man over the course of the, from like Stonewall to the Supreme Court over this 30-year stretch of extreme change.
Yeah, he's
very
seen
rapid
so
change.
Much happen.
Yeah, he's in his early 50s and he's kind of like seen so much happen over the
and
course
he
of
even
history.
Told us, Ron, he was like, I never would have dreamed of, you know, of what has happened now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
But still a long way to go, and he'll remind us of that too.
Absolutely. So, who else do we have this year?
We're also talking about poverty. I'm very excited for the TEDx Dayton audience to hear Karin Van Zandt give us her perspective on poverty and the cycle of poverty in the United States. And I think it's a very relevant topic now for our community.
She gives us a completely different meaning of poverty.
Mm-hmm. That's what I like about her talk. She again, something you kind of know about. But she makes you see it from like over here.
Right.
And I think
really
everybody thinks they know about poverty. We all have our own experience or not with it. But I think she's going to have a wow moment for quite a few people. And I think Shannon Isom is going to surprise people as she addresses domestic violence. In
somebody else who's been on the show,
And again, not domestic violence from the same view or perspective that any of us have heard before.
And for people who may recall, she's the executive director of the YWCA downtown, and that's her kind of, it's her thing. It's why she shows up to work every day, is to help victims of domestic violence. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to hearing Matt Perkey.
Oh my gosh. Me too.
And I should mention too that Shannon and Matt have been on this show.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want people to think that like it's this is like a closed loop or anything. But my point though is that a lot of the people who are on the TEDx stage this year are people who are pretty well known in the community for being sort of large community figures.
Well, and they're interesting. I mean, you know, it's not a coincidence that you've had them on to talk about what they want to talk about as a solo show because they have enough to say to fill a solo show.
Yeah, and going back to, you know, not only do we get speakers through auditions, but we get speakers through recommendations.
Right.
And some of these speakers have been recommended so many times to us through,
right.
you know, through the years.
Well, a good example is Shannon is somebody that we went to, but Matt, even though I and we know him, came to us via one of the auditions.
Auditions, right.
That's right. And, and he's, folks may remember from a previous show or just knowing Matt, because everybody seems to, is that he's the outreach associate vice president for outreach, I think, for the United Way.
United Way. Mm-hmm.
And very involved in social service stuff in town.
And Veterans Affairs.
And Veterans Affairs, because he's a longtime Marine, I think he was a Marine sergeant in Afghanistan and Iraq and in Haiti. He served in Haiti after the earthquake.
Uh-huh.
And he's told me that that was his hardest service, was in the, not in combat, but in trying to, in the being overwhelmed by the enormity of the damage of the earthquake in Haiti. And that was his last mission before he left the service. And he's talking about veteran reentry back
veteran
into society.
Veteran reentry, yes, exactly. And again, I think we all look at Matthew and think, well, it must be easy because he has integrated himself into the Dayton community in such meaningful ways. But he's going to share with us some of the trials and tribulations and help us as fellow citizens know how to better help veterans as they're reentering the workforce in our community.
His is a powerful
His is very powerful. Good. It is an emotional day. As a matter of fact, as we're planning the order of the speakers, it's always one of the things that we have to factor in. Who are we going to cry when we hear their talk? And who's going to make us laugh so hard we're going to be rolling in the aisles? And how do you balance that as part of the day? But I think attendees will really feel like they've had a nice balanced day at the end.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, and we'll get to some of the other speakers in a minute. But so Rachel and I, as co-chairs of the speakers committee, we work with our team of speakers committee folks, group of about eight people or so, right? And then we sort of deliver to you, Diane, the ringmaster, the event. Your job is kind of the event coordinator, planner. You take our list, and then you hear all the talks during rehearsals, and then you kind of do what with it? Tell people what you do with it all.
Sure. Of course, when you plan any event, you're bound by parameters of a day. How long do you have in the day? How many things have to fit in the day? So I really sort of do a lot of puzzle work and piece it together. We know about how long an audience can sit still and about how long before they need to stand up. We know when they're going to be hungry, when they're going to get antsy to check their email and their cell phone. So we try to plan the day like that first. And as you guys know, a lot of us provide input on what order we think the speakers should go in. But at the end of the day, we just want to make sure that people in the audience had the right mindset when they started a talk so that they were able to really take in what the person was saying, that there's enough room in their brain and in their emotion to be able to listen and feel and then take action. Because ultimately, at the end of all this, I think all of us are involved with TED because we believe it makes a difference for our community. And that happens through people's actions after they leave the event. And it's kind of a nice way to tie in our theme for this year too, which is re, which is very abstract.
We should explain that. We should describe the re theme.
The re theme.
So how do we describe that?
So, it's funny. Somebody sent me a list of re words. Remake, revive, reward,
rethink,
reword, re-engineer, reimagine, reclaim, reawaken, redefine.
Well, and if you see the logo for the event, which is available on our website, you'll see that it has the re, but then there's kind of a sort of like on your iPhone when you're setting the timer, the kind of the rolling
thing that fades,
the scrolling, rolling fade. And it has a number of those suffixes that are the root words behind the prefix that kind of get to that idea of reconsideration.
Yeah, exactly.
Of things that you kind of already knew.
It goes back to what you were saying before. You know, it's about changing perspectives. It's about rethinking your own perspective.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I would like to have back some of the hours we spent trying to figure out this year's theme.
That was many a committee meeting.
but I like where we ended up. But honestly, I think we were we had gone with these kind of punchy three-word themes, mm-hmm. you know, like imagine, explore, excite, or whatever. I've already forgotten them from the previous 2 years. And this year we wanted something different. But we had all these smart people in the room who knew the event really well and what we wanted to do. And it was kind of like a bunch of, you know, head bashing. Mm-hmm. So I think it worked out okay.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. And again, it's never perfect, but we get to hide behind the veil that we're volunteers, right?
It's our event, darn it. So we got a couple minutes left. What are some of the other things that people are going to hear that day? We're going to have...
Gary Klein is coming in to talk to us about the light bulb moment.
Yeah, about intuition.
Where insight comes from.
Insights, Insights, not intuition. Yeah. And that's,
which he's studied
so cool.
as part of his job. He is a trainer and a researcher.
As a research psychologist.
Yeah, he's a fascinating guy. Yeah.
I think he's going to be neat. And I really think that the audience is going to love Shelley Seibert, the retired Dayton police officer.
Who people may know... I think a lot of people will remember from her days as the PR person for the Dayton Police Department.
Right.
Because she was on TV all the time. Mm-hmm. If there was some shooting or something, she was the one that was answering the press questions. And a distinctive-looking person that really just kind of was on TV for a long time.
And a very distinctive personality.
Yeah.
She's extremely memorable. And
she'll definitely bring that on the stage.
Yes.
She's talking about trusting the police in the time when there's that's a social situation.
No doubt. I think that her talk is very timely. I think it will have a lot of impact for people. And again, Shelley is such a memorable person and so authentic that I really think the audience is going to enjoy seeing her in this way. And I am really excited about Kim Vesey's talk. And
we got about a minute left. Tell us about her.
Kim's been with hospice, a hospice care nurse for many, many years, probably 20 years now. And she's going to encourage us all to celebrate all of life's moments equally. And really her overarching message is ways to celebrate death in the same way that we celebrate birth. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's going to really resonate with people.
Yeah, I think her talk will really give people something to think about. Mm-hmm. Because actually, and it's interesting, you mentioned in this context where she's from, Hospice of Dayton, but people don't really talk about their actual business when they're on the TED stage.
No.
They talk more about the general idea and the general theme. So
and how they are personally attached to those.
Indeed. Yeah. And we're about out of time. I told you it goes really fast. And
and there's lots more speakers we didn't get to talk about.
Yeah. But people can go to TEDxDayton.com.
Yes, and they should to read the bios. It's an impressive lineup.
It's a very good lineup this year. And we are, let's say it again, sold out. That's right. For the third year in a row. And that's really cool. And the event will be October 16th at the Victoria Theater. Hope you have your tickets. If not,
see you there.
We'll see you there. If not, remember that all the talks will be available on TEDxDayton.com after a couple of weeks. So, Diane, Rachel, thanks for coming
in. Thanks for having us, Ron.
Absolutely. We'll see you next week. Come back, and we'll be here for Miami Valley Voices.